As someone who's an action-oriented, type A kind of a person, one of the things I've struggled with in the past is striking the balance between getting out there and doing stuff, which I naturally want to do, and checking in with God first to see if it's actually part of His plan. I like a challenge, and so a few years back, I set out on a new venture in life, a real challenge to learn something and to do something new, something I hadn't done before. By any objective measure, it was a good thing. There was a good purpose behind it. It was based on sound reasoning. And yet, because I'm an action man, I just went off and started doing it without ever really committing it to the Lord, without saying to Him, you know, God, sure, I want to do this thing, and I think it's from You, but I just want to put it completely in Your hands. I want to do it all for You. And so, not surprisingly, now that I look back on it years later, that new thing that seemed to be so good in my eyes ended up being a struggle. It didn't turn out the way I wanted it to. It didn't prosper the way I'd hoped. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. The mistake we so often make, you and I, is that we just step out and we do something that seems to be good in our eyes without checking in with God first. And then, when it turns out to be a struggle, we wonder why God isn't showing up to help. Well, duh. Maybe it wasn't part of His plan in the first place. Maybe He had a much better idea. It's just that we weren't listening because we so wanted to do what we wanted to do. Two interesting things happen when you commit your work to the Lord. The first is that He gives you a real sense of whether or not it's part of His plan for your life. Father, I commit this new thing to You. Start praying in that, and you're likely either to get a confirmation or a check in your spirit. And let me tell you, when you get that check in your spirit, when you have that sense that this new thing isn't part of God's plan, it's time to drop it like a hot potato, however good it may appear to you. And the second thing that happens is that if it is part of God's plan, He actually steps in and helps. God Himself makes sure that your plans, which are part of His plan, will come to fruition. Listen to it again. Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. That's God's word, fresh for you today.